The book of Philemon is just a small speck in the Bible. Only compiled of 25 verses. But when we begin to put our eye to the text, we realize that there is a vast, grand beauty of the gospel waiting to be discovered. This is a letter rich of gospel faith and gospel forgiveness. Tonight, we're just going to have a small little devotion on just verses 1 through 7. But before we read our text, I think it would be helpful to give just a brief context of this letter, the letter to Philemon. Philemon, he was a well-to-do Roman citizen that became a follower of Jesus. Even there in verse 2, if you see, that he had a church in his house. So he became saved, he was impacted by the gospel, and he wanted to live his life for the gospel, for Jesus. Paul actually has a relationship with this man, Philemon. And really the main thread through this short letter is to talk about a man named Onesimus. Onesimus was an actual slave to Philemon. You actually just hop over to verse 16, you see Onesimus was a bondservant or a slave to Philemon. See, there's this issue that Paul is kind of addressing in the letter because Onesimus did something wrong to Philemon. We really don't know what Philemon did to wrong, or Onesimus, what he did to do wrong to Philemon. But anyways, Onesimus, he fled Philemon and he found Paul. He ran away. He ran away from his troubles. Well, Onesimus found the gospel. He began to do ministry on behalf of Paul while he was in prison. But Paul understands that one of the big pieces of the gospel is this word reconciliation. Paul wasn't content with Onesimus to just stay with him, but he wanted Onesimus, this slave, to be reconciled back to his master Philemon, but with a different twist, something anti-culture, something a little bit more taboo. Philemon, what we'll see in this letter, what Paul's going to encourage him to do is to welcome this slave back, but not as a slave, but as a fellow brother, an equal, a one who is a follower of Christ, and to forgive him and bring him in as family. So if you have found the book of Philemon, tonight we're just going to look at verses 1 through 7. So just keep that bit of context in the back of your mind, for it will bring some clarity through our devotion tonight. Starting in verse 1. Paul, a prisoner for Christ Jesus, and Timothy, our brother, to Philemon, our beloved fellow worker, and Apphia, our sister, and Archippus, our fellow soldier, in the church in your house. Grace to you and peace from God our Father and the Lord Jesus Christ. I thank my God always when I remember you in my prayers, because I hear of your love and of the faith that you have toward the Lord Jesus and for all the saints. And I pray that the sharing of your faith may become effective for the full knowledge of every good thing that is in us for the sake of Christ. For I have derived much joy and comfort from your love, my brother, because the hearts of the saints have been refreshed through you. Church, this is the word of the Lord, and all God's people say, praise be to God. So here in our text, Paul has kind of just sectioned off the letter into two parts. Verses 1 through 3, we just see a brief greeting from Paul. Notice there in verse 1, Paul is saying, hey, a fellow prisoner. Notice how Paul is not a prisoner to the Romans. He's not a prisoner to Caesar, but he is a prisoner for Christ Jesus. Paul has devoted his life to the gospel message and to the gospel ministry, no matter the cost, even if that cost meant imprisonment. So we see Paul is writing to Philemon in prison. So Paul is kind of in his greeting saying, hey, I'm in jail right now. But also he wants to remind Philemon in his greeting who he is and who the people that he is surrounded with. There in verses 1 and 2, Paul's reminding Philemon, hey, beloved fellow worker. Clearly, Paul and Philemon has this relationship where he understands this to be a brother that works for the gospel. That he has a heart to see the gospel go forward, a worker for the gospel. And then also notice who Philemon has been surrounded with. Apphia, our sister, and Archippus, a fellow soldier. Paul is kind of reminding Philemon here at the greeting of his letter that he has been united in the gospel banner of these fellow workers, a fellow sister and a fellow soldier of Christ. So I want to kind of give a brief pause. It's kind of a slight tangent. But have anybody ever described you in that way for Jesus? A fellow worker for Christ. A one who is a soldier for Christ. Or even as Paul, are you described as one who's been willing to be imprisoned for Christ? What strong ways to describe these fellow saints? So this is just a brief greeting, but I want to move into more of the meat, kind of get into it, starting in verse 4. This is kind of where we will see a few gospel applications for us tonight. I just got three for us. Here in verse 4 begins a prayer of Paul. With the first gospel application I want us to see tonight is that the gospel calls us to love the saints. The gospel calls us to love the saints. If you just look at verse 4 with me, Paul in his prayer says, I thank my God always when I remember you in my prayers. Clearly, Philemon had impacted Paul in a very powerful way. Every time Paul prays, he thanks God for Philemon. Or every time Paul prays for Philemon, he is thanking God for him. Why? Look at verse 5. Because I hear of your love and of your faith that you have towards the Lord Jesus and for all the saints. Philemon has radically been changed by the gospel. This is a man who loves Jesus, who has strong faith in Jesus, and now the outpouring of that, he loves the saints of God well. He loves his fellow Christians, his fellow believers well. Church, does that describe you? Do you love your fellow church family well? Do you love the fellow saints well? Just as how Philemon exhibited to Paul. Paul talks about this idea of love a lot throughout his letters. One of the biggest chapters about love is written about Paul, is written from Paul. If you remember 1 Corinthians 13, I just want to read a few verses from that chapter. If I speak in the tongues of men and of angels, but have not love, I am a noisy gong or a clanging cymbal. And if I have a prophetic power and understand all mysteries and all knowledge, and if I have all faith that is to move mountains, but have not love, I have nothing. And if I give away all I have, and if I deliver up my body to be burned, but have not love, I gain nothing. Church, we must be a people that loves well. That loves well. Second gospel application that we see here in this prayer is that the gospel calls us to love the lost. So we got to love the saints. Now we love those who don't know Christ. Look at verse 6. And I pray, this is Paul praying on behalf of Philemon, I pray that the sharing of your faith may become effective for the full knowledge of every good thing that is for us in the sake of Christ. Paul is praying that Philemon will continue to be effective gospel witness. And notice, to be an effective witness of the full knowledge of every good thing. What is Paul talking about here? Simply, Paul is talking about the spiritual blessings of the gospel. The spiritual blessings that the gospel, the knowledge of the gospel, brings those who are death to life. The knowledge of the gospel makes the filthy clean. And here's a good one. The knowledge of the gospel makes the slave free, as what we'll see part of Paul's plea later in this letter to Onesimus. So church, we must be a people that shares that full knowledge, the great blessing of the gospel. We must be ready with the blessing of the gospel on our lips so that those who are lost may know of the hope of the forgiveness that is founded in the knowledge of the gospel. And then finally, the third gospel application we see in this opening prayer in this letter is that the gospel calls us to be a fountain of joy and comfort. A fountain of joy and comfort. Notice how Paul ends his prayer. Look at verse 7. I just love this. For I have derived much joy and comfort from your love, my brother, because the hearts of the saints have been refreshed through you. Church, do you have people in your life that you can go to be refreshed in, to find joy and comfort in? Maybe right now you are thinking of one or two people that every time you talk to, they're willing to pray for you. They're willing to encourage you. What a blessing that is. Maybe tonight you're like, I don't have anybody in my mind. My hope and prayer is that tonight will be a night that you may be refreshed with great joy and comfort in the gospel as we take time to pray for one another. Maybe if we flip it, are you a fountain of joy and comfort for those who are in need? Do you give yourself willingly and ready to extend that joy and comfort for those who are hurting, for those who are suffering? When people come to you, are you more prone to gripe and complain and be discontent? Or are you more prone to encourage, bless, and comfort with gospel truths? Philemon clearly presented himself in a way that when people went to him, he exuded great joy and comfort so that the fellow saints may be refreshed in him. My hope is that as we get ready to pray tonight, maybe tonight you feel like you are just an empty fountain that is just much in need of joy, an empty fountain in need of comfort. My hope is as we pray together, may we be comforted in one another as we remind each other of these gospel truths. So let me pray for us here tonight as we get started. Father, we thank you. We thank you for this letter and the rich truths that are found in it. Father, I pray that as we go through this evening and just take a brief moment to pray for our world, to pray for our country, to pray for our valley, to pray for our church, to pray for one another. Lord, may we see that in the gospel, that in the knowledge of the gospel, that there is much joy and comfort ready for us to receive. Father, may your spirit move through us tonight. In your son's name we pray. Amen.